Hey, Mama Girl, welcome to Prep and Lance Podcast, and thank you so much for tuning in this week. I am your host / travel agent, Jamie. Now, listen, we all know that travel is not the only way to have adventures with your family. I know this, you know this, we know this together. And while you are waiting for your next trip, you can do things outdoors, okay? You don't have to stay in the doors just doing nothing, being bored. That is not what you have to be doing. So grab your water, grab your tea, grab your coffee, grab whatever you have, and come on in here and let's have some good conversation. Okay, so let's talk. Why do we get away in the first place? Why do we go on vacation? Listen, is it to do something that your family hasn't done before? Is it to get close to nature, to relax outside in your home? Listen, whatever your reasoning is, you can still have those experiences locally, which will help you and your family in your waiting time between trips, because we should be enjoying every day of our life, not just the days that we have designated for our trip experiences, our adventure experiences outside the house, okay? So let's talk about it. First up, let's talk about exploring the great outdoors. One of the best ways to do this is by going on a hike or a nature walk. This is such a versatile activity because it can be tailored to suit any age or ability level, okay? So whether you are trekking through the local nature reserve or just strolling through the nearby park, it's a wonderful way to get connected with nature. See it up close in person. And listen, do not forget to pack a guidebook or use an app to identify the different plants and animals along the way, okay? And of course, bringing along a picnic is always a good idea because we're gonna be hungry and we do not want to be in nature, enjoying nature, and our stomach growling at us. That's just not what we want to be doing with our lives. So let's make sure we have something to eat, okay? Now, if you prefer wheels over walking, how about a family bike ride? Biking is a great way to explore your neighborhood or nearby bike trails, and you can even bring along a trailer and a child seat for your little ones, okay? Listen, plan a scenic route with some fun stops like a playground or your favorite ice cream shop. Make it fun. You don't just have to roll in the park and then, you know, go home. No, make it an adventure. Go strolling. Get that calories burning and then go eat some more of them. And speaking of parks, grab a basket, grab a blanket, and y'all go have a picnic in one. Listen, pack your favorite snacks, bring some outdoor games like frisbees or kites, and just enjoy a day out in the sun, because summer is summering, okay? And if you choose a park with a playground, the kids can burn off the energy while you relax and enjoy your surroundings. Get a book, pour you a glass of wine, something. Just enjoy yourselves. Enjoy yourselves at the park. That's a good idea. I think so. I do it with my girl. You can do it with your children too. And if you're looking for a more hands-on activity, you can consider starting a family garden. Whether you are planting flowers or vegetables or herbs, gardening is a great way to teach kids about nature and responsibility. Plus, it is a rewarding thing because you get to watch something that you've planted grow and thrive. And you can also make a mini project by building things like a birdhouse. And if you have children that are into like the bugs and stuff, thankfully, I'm so thankful that my daughter is not one of them. But if you do have little creepy crawler lovers, you can build an insect hotel and y'all can watch little insects come in and out. That'd be something pretty cool to do too. Now listen, while we have these babies moving, let's tire them out real good by playing some sports, okay? So whether it is a casual game of soccer or baseball or frisbee, listen, these activities are a fun way to get everybody moving and having good time together. Classic games like tag or capture the flag can also be a big hit with kids of all ages, okay? And for more interactive experiences with nature, you can visit a farm or a petting zoo. That's always a good idea. It's always a big hit with families. Listen, kids love meeting animals up close and in person. They like touching. They love touching all these little animal friends. And many farms offer activities like fruit picking and tractor riding or even corn mazes. And it's a wonderful way to spend a day learning about the farm life and enjoying the fresh air. Now listen, even though these babies are getting ready to go back to school, if they aren't already in school, the summer is still summering, which means water activities are still in. And instead of swimming, go kayaking or canoeing. Listen, many places rent kayaks or canoes, and it is a peaceful way to explore lakes and rivers. Didn't we know this? Yes. Listen, all you have to do is just make sure that everybody has a life jacket and that you stick to calm water so ain't nobody tipping over into these waters. And y'all just have a nice, peaceful, relaxing time on it. And all your children, all the children from the old people all the way down to the little younger people, all of them will enjoy that experience, okay? So let's wrap things up. let's wrap things up with a couple more ideas. A trip to the zoo or a wildlife park is always a winner. Winner chicken dinner with these children, okay? They can learn about different animals and watch feedings and even participate in educational programs. It is a full day of fun and learning all rolled up into one. And finally, ladies, listen, if you are looking for a relaxing way to end the day, why not set up an outdoor movie night? An outdoor movie night. All you need is a projector and, you know, like a screen or even just a blank wall, and you can watch family favorite movies underneath the stars. Listen, bring out some blankets, some pillows, some popcorn, and you've got a cozy and memorable evening. Now listen, I hope you have found some inspiration for your next family outing. Remember, the best adventures are the ones that bring you and your family together. Whether you're exploring on your latest trip or just enjoying a day at a park, be sure to go to my website, www.preppinland.com, to check out everything that's happening here at Preppin' Land. And as always, Mama Girl, choose to make life an experience and experience the life that you choose, okay? Don't just be up in here existing. Live. Till next time, Mama Girl. Peace.